Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies will drop down to lower 20s. As we enter Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, highs at 50 degrees. Right now, it's 32.
Mid-America Network News. Hayes police are investigating after a girl reported being sexually assaulted by someone she met on social media. The incident happened around 6:15 Monday evening at a park. A juvenile female told police that she met a young man on social media and agreed to meet him at the park. At the park, the young man reportedly physically restrained the victim and sexually assaulted her and then fled. Hayes police said the suspect is described as a white male, about 6 feet tall, with a medium athletic build. He had short brown hair and a beard. Anyone with information should contact police. A criminal affidavit that led to charges against two Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office employees alleges a sergeant at the county jail beat up a handcuffed inmate whose arm was being held by a deputy. Sergeant David Tolan and Deputy Marcus Johnson were charged last month. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to find information and report a scam.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Salina police say they have arrested 9 people in connection to a drug operation in the city and the surrounding area. Drug search warrants were executed simultaneously at 4 homes yesterday. Salina police say that several people were operating from those homes and were engaged in an ongoing narcotics distribution operation. Police say the drug task force recovered about 1.5 pounds of meth, over $2,500 in cash, and a firearm. Chris Kobach's successor as Kansas Secretary of State says his staff found an unsecured gun in a file cabinet after taking over the office. The Wichita Eagle reports the discovery of the .45 caliber pistol in January was mentioned in the timeline Secretary of State Scott Schwab's aides put together in investigating how 1,000 rounds of ammunition that was purchased during Kobach's tenure went missing. The Eagle obtained the timeline through an open records request. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents!
Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Mid-America Network News. Officers have arrested a suspect in the shooting death of a man in Omaha's Little Italy neighborhood south of downtown. 39-year-old Daniel Clemens is charged with first-degree murder, assault, and 3 weapons crimes. Officers were called to the area December 4th for reports of gunfire and found a man on the sidewalk with severe injuries. He later died at the hospital. Police have identified him as 33-year-old Jethro Dufour. An Omaha City Councilman was sentenced yesterday to 4 years of probation for not filing federal tax returns for 2012, 2013, or 2014. Vinny Palermo was also fined $35,000 and told to pay $21,200 in restitution for the taxes owed. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Consideration of a larger gym replacement at Falin School will be carried forward to January, as cost figures are revised following a recent school board meeting where architectural estimates for various renovation and construction projects were introduced. The package of ideas created during a series of community meetings would total some $9 million, including $6 million at Lynn for a larger gym and improvements. $3 million at Hanover Schools would include heating and air conditioning in the building and gym, additional cafeteria and concession space, and classroom renovations. It is expected this total package will be reduced, but includes all ideas considered. Further discussion included comments that larger class sizes at Lynn are coming up and could reach 30 in coming years. Prospects and alternatives for a larger gym facility were discussed, but no decisions were made. The Hanover Lynn schools were recently recognized by Kansas Commissioner of Education Randy Watson with a Special Commissioner's Award through a program Kansans Can Star. 8 districts throughout the state were named based on 4 categories, including student success skills, family, business, and commercial partnerships, personalized learning, and real-world applications. Marshall County Partnership for Growth announced recently that Transition Plus Association received a $10,000 grant for a greenhouse tower farm in Summerfield. The grant is provided through Frontier Farm Credit. The Working Here Fund grant will be used to help purchase and set up a greenhouse on the former school property in Summerfield, which will be used by former military that want to learn to farm through planting, growing, harvesting, and distributing produce. The greenhouse will include an indoor-outdoor education site, including a community kitchen to package, distribute, and market produce. The Blue Rapids Museum recently was awarded a $500 seed grant from Volunteer Kansas, one of 10 in the state, which will be used to engage and encourage volunteerism. Those funds will be used to help complete a space for processing artifacts as well as storage. Lake levels at Tuttle Creek have been reduced to conservation pool level for the first time in nearly a year. The lake will continue to be drawn down to winter pool elevation, another 3 feet. Flooding began in early February and remained backed up until recently, affecting floodplain and farm ground in the Tuttle Creek Basin. Dan Schmidt of Blue Rapids was recently elected to the Kansas Farm Bureau Association Board of Directors at the group's annual meeting in Manhattan. Glenn Brunkow of Pottawatomie County was also elected to the board, and Jeff Grossenbacher of Bern was re-elected vice president of the organization. Pam Dankenbring of Marysville and Barbara Donovan of Hanover were among 19 new members selected for the class of 2020 to the Dwight D. Eisenhower Excellence in Public Service Series, a leadership organization for Kansas Republican women. Warren McCoy, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial Friday at 3:30 in the Lyons, Kansas Municipal Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Warren McCoy, who passed away unexpectedly but peacefully at his home Friday. McCoy was a teacher at Marysville Schools for some 30 years. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered pork chops, seasoned diced potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, whole wheat bread, and cherry fluff. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, cheesy potatoes, pea salad, a whole wheat roll, and pears. Check out the school and community calendar. Junior High Girls League Basketball Tournament continues at Marysville today. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Along with the new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2020 Buick Enclave Essence and the new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive your new Buick or Chevrolet today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Buick and Chevrolet sales and service at the Nordis Motor Company.
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. I need to get to Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt this weekend because, TikTok, time is running out. Elsie Grace's has last-minute gifts for everyone on your list, young and old. It's the last chance weekend for Christmas shopping. Oh, TikTok, it's time to shop at Elsie Grace's. Bring the warmth and charm of the old world into your home with the Altstadt Gallery in Frankfurt. The gallery specializes in art, vintage linens, decorative tins, beer mugs and steins, crystal, and unique European finds. Rediscover the magic of antique and vintage items at the Altstadt Gallery in Frankfurt. Unique gifts for unique people.
Here's your KNZY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we're seeing dry weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. We do have this frontal boundary that will kind of hang across the upper parts of the Midwest, bring in some areas of cloudy skies there, maybe a few cloud cover across the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, it looks like dry weather all the way into the end of the weekend. We do have an upper level ridge that's going to move in, bringing us some warm temperatures starting today all the way through the weekend, even into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, upper 40s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 20s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, lower 40s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies will drop down to lower 20s. As we head into the weekend, for Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high of 50, and Sunday will continue with sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-December, 38. Record high on this date, 58 in 2013. The average low, 19. The record low is 10 below zero in 1989. Sunset this evening at 5:04. Sunrise in the morning at 7:43. Clear skies and 28 degrees ahead of sunrise. Light south winds this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to put the finishing touches on Christmas. Visit the Blue Rapids Greenhouse and Flower Shop for your Christmas centerpieces, poinsettias, and wreaths. The shop has Christmas gifts as well. Arrow signs, metalwork from Nordis Fabrications, and Duke Cannon and Walnut Street soaps. Don't miss the Blue Rapids Greenhouse and Flower Shop this Christmas season.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only, new customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Two heated rivals face off in the city of brotherly love. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Looking to keep pace in the Eastern Conference, the supporting cast of the Miami Heat closed out their three-game road trip on a high note in Philly.
Bam, into the paint. Bam's shot is blocked. But he gets the ball back with two on the clock to Kendrick. Kendrick Nunn got it. Oh, Kendrick Nunn. Second one at the last second. And that one banked off the glass and in from downtown.
On WAXY, Kendrick Nunn and Bam Adebayo combined for 46 points as the Heat held off the 76ers 108-104. Without Luka Doncic, the Dallas Mavericks had their hands full with Kemba Walker and the Boston Celtics.
They're a minute 45 away. Kemba driving under the shoulder. Porzingis puts it off the window and in.
Beat them quick, fast, and hurry.
A spectacular start and an even better finish for Kemba Walker.
On WBZ, Walker finished with 32 points, shot 50% from the field in the Celtics' 109-103 win. This is ABC Sports. Tom Coughlin is out as the Jacksonville Jaguars executive vice president of football operations after three seasons. The move came after the NFL Players Association warned players of signing with the franchise because of excessive fines and player grievances. To college hoops, number 2 Gonzaga ran North Carolina out of the arena as UNC's struggles continued without star guard Cole Anthony.
Petrusev dribbles to his left, now gives it up to Kispert. Corey for 3. Yep, he's got it. Shrugs his shoulders and says, why not?
On Learfield, IMG College, Corey Kispert's 26 points led the Zags past North Carolina 94-81. UNC has dropped 4 straight for the first time since the 2009-2010 season. In Vegas, number 6 Kentucky saw its luck run out late.
Minute 25, 13 on the shot clock. Allen gets into the lane. Timmy Allen, floater up and good!
On Learfield, IMG College, Utah holds on 69-66. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball action, Washington County at Centralia. Girls and boys games live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Hanover will host Onega. Marysville tips off Friday at Chapman. Girls and boys live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. While the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is set for a vote in the House today, Republicans and Democrats both claiming credit for the final version of the pact. Republican lawmakers piling their praise upon President Trump for demanding that NAFTA be renegotiated. But Democrats say changes they demanded was what made the agreement work. During the early days of negotiations, Democrats said they wouldn't support an agreement unless it discouraged U.S. companies from relocating to Mexico. The Trump administration initial agreement fell short, they said, but the Democrats fought hard for greater accountability in the final draft, according to Democratic Representative Linda Sanchez. Republican Kevin Brady said President Trump and Ambassador Lighthizer delivered on their promise for a pro-growth, modern trade pact. Now have a trade deal to deliver historic wins for our economy, he said. Democrats say the new measure in the USMCA allows unions nationwide in Mexico will eventually push wages higher within the country. Republicans point out it's been over a year since the new agreement was signed, saying the Democrats' obsession with impeachment kept the vital agreement from getting approved. Some details starting to emerge on how China would increase imports of U.S. by as much as $200 billion over the next 2 years. That would meet its commitment under the Phase 1 trade deal announced last week. The still unsigned deal includes Chinese purchase levels of $40 to $50 billion in U.S. ag commodities, a level which many experts think is unreachable. So to help get closer to the figure, sources close to the matter say that Beijing plans to restart purchases of ethanol by lifting or waiving trade war tariffs on the fuel. China also considering taking U.S. trade from Hong Kong into its mainland ports, which would enable about $10 billion a year in U.S. goods to go directly to the mainland. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, we'll recap on how things finished at the Wednesday close as corn finishes in the red. Soybean futures finished with a quarter to a half a cent drop. Wheat also finishes lower, and cotton rebounded yesterday. Looking through the livestock as the cattle market was mixed, December live cattle were 2 cents higher with other nearby contracts showing losses. Nearby feeder cattle futures were also lower. Feeder cattle index was up another 38 cents to 145.48. Afternoon box beef prices were lower and again narrowed the spread. Choice boxes were down 324, while select boxes were lower by 190. The spring expiration hog futures closed lower with drops of 17 cents. Looking to this morning through the overnight round of trading, we're seeing mostly mixed numbers starting in the grain as March corn is currently down a penny at 385 and three quarters, also down one for May at 392 and a half. Kansas City wheat sees some green to start this morning as March is now up four at 466 and a quarter. May's at 474 a bushel. That is up three and three quarters. Soybeans starting a bit lower as January's down a
a nickel at 923 and a half. March down 4 1/4 at 936 and a quarter. The meal's down 160 at 301.30. And soy oil starting slightly higher, up 12 points at 33.55. The cotton complex also starting a bit strong today, as March now up 41 points at 67.15. May up 37 at 68.20. We'll see higher numbers for the energy complex, except for January natural gas, currently down 4 at 224. Slight gains for both heating oil and unleaded gas. January unleaded gas is up half a cent at 168 a gallon. Slightly higher for heating oil at 202. And crude oil starting up a nickel at 60.98 for the month of January. February up 4 at 60.89. Mixed in the metals as December gold is up $3.30 an ounce at 14.75.90. Silver's up 2 at 16.97, but sees slight losses into next year. And the dollar index starting this morning a bit lower, as the March dollar down 5 points at 96.91. June down 5 at 96.55. Sam's back with your latest market update right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The trade deal, or lack of trade deal, between the United States and China has certainly had an impact on exports from the United States, agricultural exports to be sure, but there is something else impacting exports: the Chinese dollar, the yuan. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Every Monday through Friday, I look forward to getting in my email inbox the newsletter This Week in Grain. It's by John Payne, who works at Daniels Trading in Chicago. I had a chance to talk to him last week, and he brings up a lot of good points about what it's going to take to drive more exports to China. And he says one of the big obstacles is the Chinese currency.
The Chinese currency was at like 5.5 to 1 in 2011. Okay. And we've seen that now deteriorate down to 7 to 1. And what that basically means is that their purchase power falls. So when their purchase power falls overseas, all the other countries who compete with China, the Vietnams of the world, Indonesia, Malaysia, the other quote unquote third world countries that produce a lot of our goods, they have to pay up as well. They decrease their currencies to continue their competition against for labor. And that's created essentially an environment where anything that's priced in U.S. dollars is a little bit harder to buy. So, you know, we've seen this a lot in the Middle East, where they've gone and bought a lot of Russian product or a lot of European product instead of buying U.S. because essentially the value of that product is it's difficult to borrow dollars when you have positive rates in this country and you have negative rates in Europe and in Japan.
Do you think the market share that we've lost to other countries is going to be recovered?
I think currency is a huge factor in that. I think it's going to be very difficult for us to continue to grow the demand base faster than the supply base is growing globally, if that answers your question. So as far as market share goes, we might be able to take some of it back, but the Brazilians are actively destroying rainforest and replacing with row crop production. And if you just go look, and I'll try to post this on the newsletter this next week. So if you guys want to sign up, it's free, by the way. Just go to thisweekingrain.com. You can sign up for free. And I'll include the production growth that we've seen in those two countries. And it's incredible. And a lot of that is based off the idea, one, that they're the low-cost producers, and they don't have to deal with the EPA. They don't have to deal with all of the different types of hurdles that it comes to increase production here. And that's going to be a continued factor we have to argue and you know, we'll have to fight with. But in the short run, that's a tough thing to say, that we're going to see a lot of market share come back here, unless the dollar would weaken drastically, and that at this point hasn't happened.
John Payne, you heard him. His newsletter is free, and you can sign up at thisweekingrain.com. Back after this.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is now your trailer superstore, offering Travelong, Titan, Wilson, H&H, Hillsboro, Hayliner, Sharp, and more. New or used, from construction to ag or personal use. Everything at one stop. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Right now offering deep discounts on 34 to 42 foot grain trailers too.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting upwards of 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today, including 45 mixed steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 25 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 7, 50 weighing 5 to 650, and 90 weighing in at 5 to 7, 20 black heifers 5 to 7, 17 red steers and heifers weigh 525 to 650, 24 black heifers 575 to 6 and a quarter, 13 black and red heifers 575 to 675, 14 black steers never 6 to 7, 20 black heifers 6 to 7, 10 Charley steers never weigh 6 to 7, 20 mixed steers 6 to 750, 185 black steers never 6 to 775, 40 weighing in at 68, 10 black steers never 6 to 8, 65 weighing in at 68, 40 black and Charley steers never 6 to 8, 15 Charley cross steers never 6 50 to 8, 20 black steers never 6 50 to 8, 40 black and red steers nevers weigh 675 to 8 and a quarter. 35 black steers 7 to 8, 70 black steers nevers 7 to 850, 68 black steers 750 to 9, 12 black steers nevers weigh 750 to 9, 10 black steers 825 to 850, 60 red yearling steers 8 and a quarter to 850, 60 black yearling steers 850 to 9, and 62 black and Charley steers nevers 875 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 28 degrees, light south wind kicking in. Highs warming into the middle 40s today and tomorrow.
Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State head coach Chris Kleinman announced yesterday the first part of his second signing class in Manhattan, as 23 student-athletes have signed national letters of intent to play for the Wildcats in 2020. The early signing period saw K-State ink 18 high school student-athletes and 5 community college transfers. It's the second time in the last 3 years the Wildcats have signed 5 transfer student-athletes. Kansas football and head coach Les Miles unveiled 18 signees to the 2020 signing class. As the Jayhawks opened the early signing period yesterday, the 18 players hail from 9 different states and represent 8 different positions. All 18 of the Kansas signees will join the team as freshmen, as the Jayhawks bring a talented group of players who represented their high school in their respective state playoffs, including 2 teams winning state championships. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Thursday night basketball action, Washington County at Centralia, girls and boys games live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Hanover will host Onega. Marysville tips off Friday at Chapman, girls and boys live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Washington County at Centralia, Thursday night tip off live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Washington County Coach Bobby Smith talks about his Tigers.
I expect it to be an extremely fun game to watch. Centralia is always Centralia. They're going to be good. They're going to be competitive, and they're going to work hard. I think we need to be able to match and exceed their intensity and their level of play. And if we can do that, hopefully it turns out for a good night for us. But regardless what happens, I think it'll be a good game because Centralia is well coached, and they're always a fun team to play.
Meanwhile, Centralia boys head coach Cole Alderfer expects a good game tonight.
They're well coached. Coach Smith and Coach Thompson do a great job there. They're going to do some different things on defense to kind of combat some of our athleticism, and us likewise. You know, we're going to try to do the same thing. And we got a few more practices in their belts. You know, anytime you can get practices in, and they've got the shooters they've got, recipes for disaster for us. But, you know, we ultimately got to limit their 3-point shots, make them finish at the rim. And if we can do that, hopefully we'll get ourselves in a position at the end of the game to come out on top.
Is your fresh-cut tree drying too quickly? Some tips for beleaguered balsams and frazzled firs on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 19th, the 353rd day of the year. Charles Dickens' story, A Christmas Carol, was first published on this day in 1843. If your household is like most, you've had a Christmas tree up for a few weeks now. Keeping it viable through the new year is all about hydration. Keep the stand reservoir topped off. If the base dries out, sap will seal the end, preventing further water absorption. If that happens, you may need to drill some shallow holes in the trunk to help it drink. Do water additives keep a tree fresher? The jury is still out. Some people swear by feeding the tree with sugar, corn syrup, or even aspirin. But experts say those are unlikely to be more beneficial than plain water. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Lay down, dear sweet head.